take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So I went to Concord today, the state capital here in New Hampshire, for the purposes of testifying in favor, or actually I testified in opposition to, I'll explain why in a moment, but testifying in regards to a marijuana decriminalization bill. We'll get to that here in a bit. But first, a little bit of news update on the presidential campaign. Looks like Fred Thompson has dropped out today.
It's good news.
Goodbye.
Because he was actually doing okay in some of the caucuses and primaries. So he stepped out, which, again, it means the warmonger vote won't be diluted as much. So that's a bad thing. But at the same time, it also means Ron Paul inevitably will get more attention in the upcoming debate, which I believe is the 24th. So it's just a few days away.
I just, we've had so many debates. I just wonder, it seems like they're not answering any questions anyway, or at the very least, they're certainly not answering in any way that I would consider of any value. I don't know.
I just get frustrated when I watch the debates. I try to just watch the highlights, because if I watch the whole thing, I feel like I'm going to throw something at my computer screen and break it.
I don't think I've watched a single one of the debates in full. I only watched the Ron Paul segments, because it's the only part worth watching. But so that's good news. I mean, it means Ron Paul's going to get more screen time in the next debate and whatever comes after that. And it means the field's down, because Hunter dropped out recently too, right? So the field's down to McCain, Romney, Giuliani, and Paul.
Huckabee.
Though the other story in the news is apparently Huckabee, like Rudy Giuliani, is out of cash. According to the Associated Press, Republican Mike Huckabee said Tuesday his presidential campaign is facing financial difficulties, with top advisors working without pay and some aides quitting.
Ooh, while Ron Paul's still making millions of dollars in a single day.
Raising $1.8 million yesterday in the Martin Luther King Day money bomb.
And other candidates are just falling out. I mean, they get the press, they're covering them, but the people aren't really rising up and giving them money like they are to Ron Paul.
Exactly. So, again, going to be interesting to continue keeping an eye on this campaign to see what happens, because the Ron Paul campaign is worth watching. It's worth paying attention to. He's doing something very unusual, and that is he's the one candidate actually talking about freedom. He's the one candidate talking about liberty. And nobody else is even coming close to him. So I told you, Mark, that I was going to call my parents this week.
Yes.
And if you've listened to the show before for a while, you know that my political, I don't know, what do I call this? My relationship with my mother specifically is a little strained when it comes to politics. She just doesn't like talking to me about it. And you encouraged me, Mark, to do this. You encouraged me to call because it's important. You know, it's Ron Paul, and it's important that we encourage our friends and family members to investigate his candidacy and seriously consider voting for him. So I called today. I wasn't really expecting much, and indeed, I didn't get much. But she did explain to me that she'd already voted. Apparently, she voted via absentee ballot.
They encourage that down in Florida.
In Florida. And so whatever I was going to say wouldn't have made a difference anyway, but just, you know, was curious as to what her thought processes were, if any at all. And she said the reason she didn't, one of the reasons, I mean, she used this as her excuse. I presume it was more than this, but her excuse for not voting for Ron Paul was that he didn't answer a question at the debate to her satisfaction.
But don't all the candidates not answer questions at the debates? No, I mean, isn't that what their policy is?
I didn't debate with her on that. I tried to say that I thought she'd misinterpreted his answer. It was the question in the most recent Fox debate, beginning of this month. The question was about the Straits of Hormuz and that little military encounter that they'd had with the little speedboats.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that question? Where Ron Paul was talking about how in the past there have been incidents that have been blown out of proportion that we've essentially gotten misinformation about that have led us into wars, like the Gulf of Tonkin incident in regards to the Vietnam War. And he was making that point, and in the middle of him making that point, he was interrupted by one of the moderators, Britt Hume, one of the Fox News moderators, interrupted Ron Paul during his answer and said, well, Dr. Paul, all of these candidates have said they would not have, or that they would have been passive, and which was nonsense. The answers from the other candidates, I think, included Mike Huckabee talking about opening the gates of hell. I don't think that, I think Ron Paul was kind of surprised by him making that assertion that the candidates were all claiming that they were passive. And Ron said, well, yes, we do need to be cautious, and then went on to continue making his points about being very careful about getting into war and how it seems like the CIA and other organizations within the federal government are doing everything they can to rattle sabers and get us into war. So that was what my mother claimed was why she didn't vote for Ron Paul.
Well, that's what I don't know. I find that Ron Paul answers questions better than almost any other candidate. He's the one that you can count on from getting a straightforward answer. And
is why I think that she's full of it.
Right. He's honest, and that's something you can't say about any of the other candidates. And whether you agree with them or disagree with them, he's honest and he'll answer the questions. And that's something you don't get from the other candidates.
Right. He was actually on the morning show here in Keene on our local talk station. And the guy that hosts the show, Dan Mitchell, the program director of the station, made a comment. He only had Ron on for about 10 minutes because Ron's a busy guy and he's in and out on these interviews. But he had Ron on for 10 minutes. He said, Ron, you've answered more questions in, I think, 10 minutes than all of the other candidates have ever responded to on this show. So he really gave Ron that compliment to say, wow, you're really straightforward. You really are answering the questions. You're not beating around the bush. So they got through more questions in 10 minutes than all of the other candidates combined.
That's great. I think that it's something that the other candidates just can't do because they don't come from the principled message. They don't have the principled foundation that Ron Paul is coming from.
Right.
And so it's easy for him to be straightforward and honest when he's coming from a platform that is principled.
So I think that was just kind of a pathetic excuse on my mom's part to just pawn off an answer to me as far as why she didn't vote for Ron Paul, so I'd leave her alone about it.
Perhaps she was looking for, she'd been looking for some reason to give you all along. And, there's one. He didn't answer that question to my satisfaction.
Yeah. So then I asked my dad, you know, did he vote? And my dad has been a libertarian in the past. Though it seems as though he's been influenced to some extent by my mother. I'm not sure what all is going on behind the scenes. But he claims that he's still registered as a libertarian, and so therefore he couldn't vote in the primary. And I said, well, why didn't you re-register as a Republican and vote for Ron Paul? And he said he didn't want to vote for Ron Paul for the same reason.
Wow.
So some libertarian, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what to say about
so
that.
So there you go. That's about what I expected to happen. But, hey, I did it. I said I'd do it, and I said I would explain to you what the results were. So there you go. 800-259-9231. If you want to share your frustrating conversations with your family members about Ron Paul, feel free to chime in, because I know I'm not the only one. 800-259-9231. So I wrote her an email explaining what happened in that segment. I put the YouTube clip up for that one exact segment she was referring to. That way she could get a little recap on it. And I explained what happened in the segment. And I said, well, you know, it's all right because Mark's mom's voting for Ron Paul, so it'll cancel out whoever it was, whichever warmonger you chose to vote for. Anyway, today I was in Concord, and there was a bill that was up for, I guess, in a committee. They were looking at decriminalizing marijuana here in the state, possession of 1.25 ounces of up to one and a quarter ounces of marijuana. They're talking about reducing the penalties on that from a $2,000 fine and a misdemeanor, so jail time.
Yeah, up to a year in jail.
Right. Reducing it from that to only a $200 fine. So it no longer would be something they could put you in handcuffs for on the spot and take you to a prison cell. And I had gone there with a number of other Free State Project members, and there was some really great testimony in favor of this bill. Many of our listeners were there testifying in favor of it, and it was very, very, very good. In fact, there were only three people that were there to testify against it. One was the New Hampshire Chiefs of Police, head of the Chiefs of Police. Second was the Attorney General's drug prosecutor. She was there, because her job's on the line. And then the third person was me. I testified against the bill as a member of New Hampshire Organized Crime. I'll read you my testimony here. It's kind of fun. It got a few laughs. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Bright Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free. And they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them on the house. Right there on the front page, click and download. It's that simple. Head over to freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Once again, for SACL CAI, our number is 800-259-9231. I said the premise last night I would go ahead and recount what happened today, this afternoon, in Concord at the hearing for a marijuana decriminalization bill. Now, the two times I've been to the State House, I've just felt like it's been a waste. I've just felt like it's been a waste of time. And I go because I like the activists, and I want to support them in what they're doing. I like the people that
it
are...
It sure would be great if the bills that are getting heard would be, get passed.
It sure would be. And, you know, to that extent, I'm willing to help out on this issue. I'm not going to go... I mean, you know, we live an hour away from Concord. It's not... I'm not enough of a political animal to go up every single bill that has some level of interest in
if there were 300 people there in support of this bill today, that might have made some kind of difference, right?
Yeah, there was probably only... 30. But they were mostly our people. There were, in fact, only two people there that were testifying against this decrim bill. And as I said before, it was the New Hampshire Attorney General, one of her people, and the New Hampshire Chiefs of Police, the head of the Chiefs of Police.
People being paid to be there, not...
Pretty much, yeah.
Whose jobs are going to be dramatically affected and likely, as far as they're concerned, for the worst.
Yeah, and you can bet that the people who were there in support of this bill were not being paid to be there.
Exactly.
In any way.
In fact, many of them were Free State Project members, people that had moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, and so it's great to see the Free Staters doing exactly what they came here to do, and that is get active, both in the political arena and outside of the political arena. So in this case, I could have stayed home, and I'm sure many of the people that were there would have made similar points I would have made had I testified in favor of the bill, but I testified against the bill, and I testified against the bill on behalf of New Hampshire Organized Crime. Now, this is actually something that I came up with last year. They were hearing a similar piece of legislation, and I just sort of came up with it on the spot. You know, what would happen if one of our people, one of the people that's in favor of re-legalizing marijuana and other drugs, took the side of the prohibitionists? What would happen if we, I don't know, there's a term for this where you are essentially, I don't know if it's devil's advocate, it's not really being devil's advocate necessarily, but it's creating a character. I created a character for myself. I was representing this fictitious organization called New Hampshire Organized Crime because there are very clear groups that benefit from prohibition. Cops benefit from prohibition in that they, you know, they get money from the federal government and they've got this vice squad and they get to take money from people in cars mm-hmm. and homes via asset forfeiture. Clearly, the government benefits by getting more people into the system. The prison system benefits by filling more jail cells, giving them an excuse to build more jails. So we know that the state government benefits and the federal government benefits. But what about the gangsters? What about the drug dealers? What about the high-level organized crime, the criminals that are behind bringing these drugs to marketplace? We never hear from them. They never show up to these hearings to testify. So I figured we would create that. And so I got up there, and this only took about 60 seconds. I'm here to speak on behalf of New Hampshire Organized Crime. This is what I said this afternoon. Clearly, this legislation is a first step toward ending government prohibition, and that would be a mistake. Thanks to prohibition, drug dealers can sell products with quality control ranging from satisfactory to downright dangerous. In many cases, we're able to defraud our customers, and our victims have no way to get justice, as black market transactions have no place in your government courts. That, combined with the risk created by government prohibition, allows our unnecessarily large network of middlemen and even our street dealers to make profits in the thousands of percents. Make no mistake, if you eventually end prohibition and drugs end up in the hands of New Hampshire businessmen instead of criminals, quality and safety of product will increase and profits will drop to the low double digits. Please don't listen to these crazy liberty people. Prohibition and the black market it creates provides tremendous profits for New Hampshire organized crime. For those of you voting no on this legislation, I would like to thank you on behalf of all of New Hampshire's criminals. You're keeping us in business.
And it's really true. I've talked to drug dealers who have said, I do not want marijuana or any other drugs to become legal because sure. that would put me out of business.
Yep.
And
well, not necessarily. They could go legit. It's just that
I don't think
it's much more difficult for them.
And most of them aren't. I mean, people who are the big guys who find themselves involved in drug dealings are usually people who will go switch to some other sort of crime anyways.
You so think so?
I think that a lot of the people who are involved in crime will just switch to something else that's a black market substance.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, but there's only so many other black market substances.
And we advocate legalizing the vast majority of them.
Right, because if you re-legalize all drugs, then they can only really get involved in gambling, gun running, right. and prostitution. I mean, there aren't too many other prohibited products.
Well, you got to legalize all the drugs.
That's true. So, you know, I read that, and it got some laughs, and I think it broke up some of the seriousness of the occasion, and I think it made the point that it was supposed to make. And there was some great testimony by Brad Jardis. He is the only member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition who is an active street cop. The only one of their 5,000 members, he's the only one who's actually active.
That takes guts.
He's an awesome, very brave young man. In fact, I say young man, he's a little older than me. But compared to many of the cops, he's still a young guy. And he's really put his career on the line because he's gotten threats. The chiefs of police last year, they called to have his boss fire him after he testified in favor of the bill last year. And this year, he managed to be the last person to go, which was nice. So the guy from the chiefs of police got up and read off his propaganda and just his, you know, the typical cliched nonsense we always hear mm-hmm. about. Well, marijuana is more potent than it ever was in the past. And, you know, all the
was this the,
guy,
the chief of chiefs police of Bow?
Hmm?
Was the guy from Bow?
No, he was the head of the chiefs of police. I don't know which.
That's who it was.
Chief. I don't know which chief he was, but he's the head of the whole organization. And so Brad, our man from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, got to go last, and he really wrapped it up well. In addition, this time around, again, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, you can go to their website, leap.cc. If you're a law enforcement officer, highly recommend you take a look into them. Even if not, you can still join their organization. They're a great group. But they keep expanding. You know, people, law enforcement officers, keep finding the organization. They keep learning about it, and they keep joining. And so this time out, we had a different LEAP member. And this one, this guy's also active, but he's not a cop on the streets. He's the warden. He's the superintendent of the Cheshire County prison system.
Oh, that's great.
So that's actually where we happen to live in New Hampshire. And so this guy got up there, and he's been in the criminal justice system for his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, talk about a man with credibility to these people, these elected representatives. He knocked it out of the park.
That's
I mean,
great.
If this bill doesn't pass,
I think I have a lot of hope.
It's going to happen. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. The Writer's Strike coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with me.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got a wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WYKI.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Again, our number is 1-800-259-9231. As always, a lot to talk about tonight, including a Jose Padilla update. Haven't talked about his case in a while. Mark, you're going to have that for us here in a little bit. But first, interesting little story about how the marketplace has reacted to this writer's strike. As you are probably well aware, if you're a TV watcher, I myself don't have cable, so I don't really pay attention to the world of television. But from time to time, news items will sneak out about the world of television, and of course the writer's strike was a pretty big news item. In fact, it's been going on for quite a while now at this point.
I don't have TV, and is that I don't watch TV via cable or satellite or anything, but I sometimes watch online television shows, and it's gotten to the point where it's caught up to me even. Like, I've noticed the pinch, because the shows that I sometimes watch online, well, they're not being made anymore.
Well, it's resulted in a number of people being put out of jobs. In fact, somebody had sent me an email recently chastising me for calling the writers greedy the other day because they wanted an increase in the amount of royalties that they would be getting from DVD sales and other things that would, you know, they're sold on into the future. And I think that they are. If what they're doing is resulting in other people losing their jobs in the grips, in the people that are behind the scenes, the board operators, the cameramen, if all of those people have lost their jobs as a result of these writers crying and complaining that the producers don't want to come to the table with what they're asking for, I think calling them greedy is pretty fair.
Well, the grips and the best boys and all those people wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for the writers either.
That's not true. You see, the writers are part of a union called the Writers Guild of America.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for the union, then they could hire any old writers they wanted to. But you have to be a member of the union in order to get a job in the business. I don't know. There's some sort of...
So some writers have gotten together and exerted their power as those writers in order to get concessions. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, if they're so valuable, if their service is that valuable, I don't have a problem with them exerting force, exerting their influence, I should say, to get what they want. That's not a problem. And, you know, I mean, I kind of see it from both sides. I'd like to see the problem resolved, mm-hmm. is what I'd like. But if the writers want something, then that's fine. Strike. It's the only thing they've got.
Right, well, that's fine, and they can strike. It's just that for them to get upset when somebody else decides, you know what, we're going to put our show back on the air without you writers. We're going to go and do it anyway, like Jay Leno has done, and one or two of the other night shows have decided to do. They've gone on the air. I don't know if they have writers or they're just winging it.
Well, I think they have to just wing it. I think something in the contract is they can't use the teleprompter or anything because that's what the contract says. That's why they can't get new writers to write new stuff up there. It's whatever Jay Leno has in his head. Is
right.
What he's got to say.
Okay, so I think that if they go ahead and they put their show back on the air and the writers get all uppity about it, I think that's them being pretty greedy. Like, you know, Jay decided he wanted to get back on the air so he could put his people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
That was his motivation. He said, look, I've got cameramen here that have bills to pay. You know, they were expecting to come to work all year, and then you guys decide you don't want to work for whatever the rate is that you were previously getting paid, and now you're putting all these other people out of jobs. I think that's an awful position for them to put those other folks in, and I think that Jay Leno and his crew were absolutely in the right to break the strike and to go back on the air. So, regardless of how you feel about what words
I've
chosen
to use. Some
of them
made deals with the Writers Union, is my understanding. At least Worldwide Pants did.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't believe the Jay Leno show did. I believe they essentially broke the picket line,
okay,
if you will. Because remember, they were very upset that Ron Paul walked through the picket line in order to go on to the Jay Leno show because the writers were outside. They were outside protesting the Jay Leno show for going back on the air. How dare you bring entertainment to the people? How dare you bring entertainment to television viewers without our permission? I just think that these writers are really full of it, personally. And apparently the marketplace thinks so, too. According to Reuters, looks like the Hollywood writer strike is a boon for the DVD and video game industries. According to a survey released Thursday from new media consultancy company Interpret, TV viewership has suffered because of the strike, particularly for dramas and sitcoms. Interpret finds that 27% of respondents are spending less time watching network series, and 12% are watching less cable and satellite series. Conversely, 43% of respondents say they're spending more time watching DVD movies, and 23% say they're watching more DVDs of TV series. Another 26% say they're spending more time playing video games. Even reading has gotten a boost, with 38% reading more books and magazines. So, as far as I'm concerned, this is great news. The writers thought they were going to upset the American public and make them call their TV stations and call ABC and CBS and demand they come back to the table with their concessions and make a deal with these writers. And the American public is just like, it's just TV. Let's pick up a book. I think it's great that Americans aren't that addicted to television to where they were doing what the writers were hoping they would do. They just decided, we got all these other options. We'll pop in a DVD. Pop in a video game. Screw this television. We'll wait. Maybe they'll come back someday. Maybe they won't.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if once they do come back eventually, I assume they'll come back someday, if people are going to go back to them or if they're going to
go back.
Well, I think that there's some people that might permanently just... be like, well, I liked what I was doing better before. I like my life. That's what it took for me, is actually not having TV to enjoy not having TV.
Once
I got rid of it, I was like, wow, I have all this extra time to do stuff. I'm not getting it back.
That's a good point.
I think that there's some people that might see how valuable reading is and read instead of watching TV when they actually come back.
I think that's an excellent analysis. I don't know what the percentages will be. Inevitably, some people are going to go back because they're looking for television viewing. They're looking to be entertained by the motion picture box. But I think you're right. I think a number of people will be very satisfied with their new lifestyle.
So these writers will be being paid more, but their viewership
will be
going to be a little bit less. So they're actually worth less than.
So they'll break even when it's dressed.
Well, they get a larger percentage of less money.
Yep, there you go. So again, 38% more now reading books and magazines. Interpret CEO says the strike makes scripted programming more valuable than ever. As top shows disappear from primetime, viewers may go back and view critically lauded TV series they missed the first time around, play more video games, or watch more movies on DVD. So the strike began in early November. One of the main sticking points is internet revenue. The writers want a share of ad revenue from online broadcasts of TV programs. And so, you know, this really goes back to the idea of this intellectual property concept that once you create something, that you somehow deserve to be paid in perpetuity for that. And I think that if we change that system to be, you know, whatever your deal is with the networks is what you get. Mm-hmm. So where if your deal is you get paid for a script and that's it, you crank out the next one, you get paid for that script, they wouldn't have this this leverage that they currently do.
Well, you know... This is the same issue with that the people argue about all the time with sports players. You know, they negotiate what they negotiate. The money's out there. Somebody's going to make the money. And if it isn't the owner, then it's going to be the writer. If it isn't the producer, it's going to be the writer. If it isn't the writer, it's going to be the actor. Somebody's going to make the money. The money's got to go somewhere. So as far as I'm concerned, the actors, the actors should get whatever share that they can negotiate for. The writers should get whatever share they can negotiate for. The problem is that they may very well harm their own industry. And if the actors or the Writers Guild is going out there and harming their own industry, well, that's bad for them. But everybody signed up to be on board with a writer. If you let the actors write these things or if you let the producers write these things, you'd have crappy things that no one would want to buy. So
yeah, that's true. But there are writers out there that would love to work without joining the Writers Guild. And so I wonder if there's any way to break into the industry without having to join the Writers Guild.
The longer they strike, the better chance we have of finding out.
I think you're right about that, and hopefully we will find out in the future here. 800-259-9231. Don, Dave, and Kevin all on the line. Your call's coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Features there for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Pick up some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. And while you're at it, snag yourself a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted. It's an excellent DVD. We highly recommend it. It'll help you if you are a drug user or a family member or friend who might happen to be a marijuana consumer, keep themselves safe from police search and seizure and possible arrest, and maybe even save them thousands of dollars in legal fees. Highly recommended video. We'll throw it in for free if you order over $75 of product, including the shipping cost, at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com to get the details and access the shopping cart. That's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls and talk to Don in Missouri. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
All right, I have a couple of points to make. First one about the writer's strike. I kind of don't think that the writers were, like, hoping that American people will go out and speak up for them, but this will also hurt the news corporations, big corporations on TV, because nobody's watching TV, so how can they sell ads?
Mm.
So it's going to hurt and affect them just as well as it's going to hurt and affect the writers that are on strike. Another point that I want to make up is that I'm very happy that Ron Paul is still in the race.
He's not going anywhere.
No, he's got
plenty
of money.
And he has the money to stay in the race. And for me, I look at it like this. The more these guys drop out, the more that people will be exposed to his message. And with them basically ignoring him and looking over him, and he only gets 5 to 2-3 minutes in each debate, he'll get more time to speak. And this just expose people more and more to his message. And I just think that is good.
Absolutely.
McCain really doesn't have the money, but he has the momentum of the people, and Romney is basically borrowing money from himself to keep himself afloat. So, and Huckabee, I don't really think the conservatives really want someone that wants to have a flat tax. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, he doesn't have any money either, so.
Well, of course, and sooner or later he will drop out, just like after Giuliani loses Florida, he will be out the race too. Third point, I want to share my positive story that I have been trying to expose my family to Ron Paul's message, and it's been an up-and-down battle, But I have made headway with my mother-in-law and my wife. I've come from a Democratic family, and they particularly are, you know, against the war. So that was kind of some of the issues that I used. But one thing that they are not for is taxes, surprisingly. And with the economy going the way that it is going, they tend to like Ron Paul's message more and more about his economics because it makes sense to give them freedom of choice to spend their money the way that they want to, because the government has not done a good job of spending it for them. They get that message. I mean, they just feel like they can do a better job than what the government has done. So it's really been going well with me and my family and talking to them. A lot of them really haven't heard of him. They think that anybody that's not a crook or, you know, doesn't stay the status quo of a Republican or Democrat, they think there's something is wrong with him. So kind of when I told them about he doesn't accept the money from Congress, they were like, oh, well, he's a crook. You know, something is wrong that he doesn't take the money from. So it's been going really well with them, and I just continue to try to enlighten other people, which has been a struggle.
That's what you got to do.
May I go out on a limb here, just with a question? Are you black?
Yes.
Okay. And that's excellent. And it really just goes to show what I've said for years on this show, and that is that that the libertarian message has a natural constituency with many blacks in America, because, you know, essentially the government is still holding black people down. Even though, you know, plantation slavery is over, we've all been enslaved now. And the way government regulations are written, it affects poor blacks just as it affects poor whites and poor Hispanics. And you're as a black man, you're still being discriminated against by this government. So and especially with the war on drugs as well. Have you found that to be a persuasive issue with your family at all?
Absolutely not. My family, pretty much, they understand the whole war on drugs thing. I guess I'm the one that posted a blog on the BBS about trying to enlighten minorities to Ron Paul's movement. And a lot of things, they don't really care. They kind of feel like it's the law. You know, it's kind of like immigration with conservative Republicans. You know, it's the law. They shouldn't do it. But the fact is, they don't really look at it like if it wasn't the law, you wouldn't have these people within our community doing these things, because there would be no business for them to do it. They would have to go to a store, which would be safer. I mean, I try to use a lot of arguments that you guys use, and it just kind of like goes over their head. I'm still looking and searching for ways to help them understand. But I don't really fault them, because I kind of thought the same way. The thing is, I realized that the government couldn't do anything for me, because if they make a mistake, they basically say, well, we'll fire this one person, but give us some more money and we'll work it out the next time. And then, you know, they'll make another mistake and say, well, we need more money, we create more jobs. And with them controlling so much employment for us, it's going to be hard to eliminate the government. And they're afraid shit. They're afraid that, you know, they'll be out of a job, and you know, the poor people will stay poor, and they don't understand that the way we get taxed now is only keeping us poor. Rich people will always be rich.
Yeah, that's true. So they can handle a tax increase, unlike poor people, where every little bit really counts a lot.
Absolutely.
So I find it interesting that that taxes has been an actual persuasive issue. I think that when you're talking about the war on drugs, maybe trying to bring it home to a personal level might be a way to be effective. In that, you know, if you're talking with your grandmother, for instance, she may believe it's the law, but at the same time, how would she feel if her grandson or another loved one were to be picked up for possession of marijuana? I mean, would she be okay with that?
Well, no, I'm not speaking specifically towards my family. As I said, that they are very open-minded to the idea, besides the fact that they feel like he's not electable. You know, they like what he's saying. When I was speaking of, I blog a lot, so I try to enlighten other people. And the demographics that I talk to are younger black people. So I'm trying to get them into politics, and that's where I am. As far as my family goes, the older people are more concerned about the well-being of the senior citizens, which I can understand that, you know, and I try to tell them that Ron Paul would not cut off spending right away to the older folks.
Right.
He cares about
so
them.
Young
you know, they paid into the system, so why would he just cut them, you know, off Right. I'm not mad at them for taking the money that they have obviously paid into the system.
Right. They paid in all their lives. They deserve to be able to get something out of Social Security. The government, I feel, is responsible for paying them. I just think that people should be able to opt out of the system.
And that's what he's talking about, is letting young people decide to...
Absolutely. And when I say this, that they look at that as a crutch. And I'm just like, I want to be able to spend my money the way I want to, and that's not how it's supposed to work. I mean, it's really amazing to me. Like, as I said, though, I thought that way. So I'm trying to, when I speak to them, I try to speak as if I was thinking the way that they were. And it's an uphill battle, but I continue to keep trying.
Well, you're making progress, and I really appreciate the call and the information, and keep up the good work, man.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Don. 800-259-9231. Really, the Ron Paul campaign making inroads into areas where no other Republican candidate would ever have been able to really make any inroads. Into, black Democratic households?
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't have heard that elsewhere.
Coming on board and supporting a Republican candidate who, again, if you know Ron Paul, you know he's not your typical Republican. He's got nothing in common with those other guys.
But the one thing the Paul campaign has probably battled against, besides the media trying to shut them out, is, accusations of racism.
Yeah. Well, as he pointed out, I thought about asking that question, but he pointed out that his family was barely even aware of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So if you aren't someone who's a political junkie and you're not watching CNN or Fox News all day long, odds are good you're never going to see anything about Ron Paul, and so you'll never even hear the accusations of racism.
Well,
they may come back later when he gains more popularity and more support. You know, they might try to hit him with that again, or who knows, maybe they'll dig something else up.
I was talking to an ad buyer today for a major advertiser that does a lot of radio, and the first the question was, so what kind of political slant do you guys have? Libertarian. Well, you're not white supremacists, are you?
Oh, geez.
I said, no, we're libertarians. He said, well, that's what Ron Paul's having trouble with right now, and I just want to make sure. I'm like, no, actually, one of the guys that works for the show is black, real black. So, no.
1-800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. If you're on the line, we will get to your call. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The latest on the Jose Padilla situation. And Toby's got a story about a drive-through arrest. We'll find out what that's all about. And take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.